Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalid. We are on Nun Gimel Nun Beis, last two words. Omar Rav. Omar Rav. Rav said, thank you. Rav said, so we're discussing that according to Reb Meir, if somebody was Mekadesh a woman with Hektish, by mistake, it doesn't work. It's not Mekudeshes. So Chazarnu al Kol Hatzadim Shel Reb Meir. We checked every angle of Reb Meir. V'lo Mutzanu Hektish B'Shogeg Eim Mischalel B'Mezid Mischalel. We never found such a thing that Hektish, if it's by mistake, it doesn't become Chulin, but if it's B'Mezid, it does become Chulin. Says Rashi on top, Klomar, Afal Pi Sheshaninu L'Reb Meir B'Shogeg Lo Kidesh, it doesn't work. Right? Lav mishom desvir le hektish b'shogig ein mischalel. That's not the reason. Why? That hektish b'shogig ein mischalel doesn't become chulin. And if it doesn't become chulin, you can't be mekadesh woman with it. That's not the reason. Shechazarnu b'kol makom shoshana Reb Meir b'hilchas hektish. We checked the whole shas where Meir discusses hilchas hektish. V'lo matzinu makom shenemar she'amar bo hektish mischalel b'mezid v'ein mischalel b'shogig. We don't find anywhere where Meir makes that distinction between Mezid and Shogig. Ella, Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Mezid, Mischalel. If you use Hektish, it turns into Chulim. So well, why can't they be Mekadesh a woman with it? Or why B'Shogig, no, B'Mezid, yeah? V'lesnehu lahani taima derb Yochanan. That's not the reason. D'la Meir, yesh me'ila b'moz Hektish. The Kivan Denal, Nafak L'chulin. And Reb Yochanan rejects what we said yesterday, that Reb Meir only holds Hektish, only is Mechalel by food. Reb Yochanan doesn't agree with that. So, who's Reb Yochanan? That was Reb Yochanan, that was yesterday. So Rav doesn't hold from that, right? Omar Rav. Rav started off. Chazarnu al Kol Hatzadim, Shel Reb Meir. We looked at every angle of Reb Meir. V'lo matzinu hektish mishogig ein mischalel b'mezid mischalel. We don't find that distinction. So what's the reason that Reb Meir holds that you cannot be mekadesh a woman with hektish b'shogig? Why not? U'mishnasenu, and our mishnah is talking about a different issue. B'kisones kuhuna shelo balu. We're talking about he's mekadesh a woman with the kisones, with a big day kuhuna that didn't wear out. Says Rashi. The kisones kuhuna shelo balu, viru'uyin la'avoda. They're still roy for avoda. They didn't wear out. There's nothing wrong with them. Regular big day kuhuna. V'kals man sheru'uyin la'avoda. As long as they're roy for avoda, ein me'ila b'shagagasin. There can be no me'ila if it was b'shogig. Shalakach huktishu mitchila lehehanos behen shogigin. Because you're allowed to have hana with them b'shogig. Rock, just. Shalo yischavin l'chalon. B'mezid, you can't do that. Shalo nitna Torah l'malachi ha'shares. Torah wasn't given to angels. What does that mean, Torah wasn't given to angels? Let me finish. Sheyehu ha'kahanim zirizin kimalachim. The kahanim are zirizin. L'hafshitan b'gmar avoda. To take them off when the avoda's over. V'lo yishah aleyen achar avoda keheravayin. It's not possible that they come off the second avoda's done. They're not angels, they're human beings. It takes them a few minutes to get the clothes off. They have to be doing. So is that those few minutes, is that me'ila? No. It's not me'ila. That's not me'ila.
That's the most insane logic I've heard.
Well, 1 minute.
Why?
Now.
Me'ila is using something that belongs to Hegel.
Now, 1 second. Let's finish two more lines. Then we'll have all your questions. Howell sits. Since a man, a Kohen, is allowed to have Hana from Big De Kahuna, because Torah wasn't given to angels, so it's impossible not to have a few seconds of Hana. It's impossible not to, right? Now, what's going to happen if a Kohen is Mekadesh a woman with Big De Kahuna? What's going to happen? Right? The answer is, right? Is that a good kedushin? The answer is no. Why not? Because the clothing didn't go to chulin. Because nothing wrong with them. So the clothing didn't go to chulin. They're still hektish, and therefore you cannot be mekadesh a woman with them, according to Reb Meir. That's the whole discussion That's what he meant when he said b'shogeg no and b'mezid yeah. So b'shogeg no, you forgot that there were big kahuna. You forgot. The coin forgot. That's the case that Rameir is talking about. He can't be talking about a case because of it can't be because it's a chulin issue. Whether or not the item turns into chulin, that can't be. Why can't that be? Because we don't find that distinction. Says Rav, I looked the whole shas, no such distinction like that. What must be pshat? Pshat must be, we're talking about big day kahuna, shalo balu, right? Shalo balu. Therefore, there's still big day kahuna. And if it's low balu, it's a whole different story because now they're not worth anything. So now what do you have? Okay, it's a whole hack about that. It's low balu. You're allowed to have hanah from it because Torah wasn't given to angels. What do you expect from these people? They got to get their clothes off. It takes a few seconds when it's not avodah time. It's still okay. Ooh, I can recognize a woman with it. After all, I'm allowed to have hanah.
No. But then it's not the type of shogeg.
What?
The few minutes that you've still got the...
No. The point is that you're a Makadish, a woman, b'shogeg. That's the point.
Oh, that's
Since you're allowed to have hana.
Right.
Since you're allowed to have hana for a few minutes, because Torah wasn't given to angels, so therefore you're allowed to have hana. So I would have thought, well, if I'm allowed to have hana,
then I can be
Makadish. No, you can't be Makadish. That's the case.
But wouldn't the hana be part of the process? I mean, you have to take it off.
What? Exactly. It's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. You have to take it off. You're not some Superman that can take it off in split second. So therefore, you're allowed to do that. Torah doesn't expect you to do what you can't do. Torah wasn't given to angels. So I would think, listen, I'm allowed to have hana a little bit. I can be a Makadish woman. The answer is you cannot. We're going to have a similar case, which might be more appealing to you because it'll. So first of all, the Meiri points out. So the Meiri points out. So going to this Gemara, the whole Gemara is only talking about Kahanim.
Correct.
And what if Yisrael was Makadish with Big Day Kahuna, which he's never by Meshogeg. He didn't know what that was. It's worth a few dollars. It's a nice clothing. So he's Makadish a woman with it. It's not even shayach to him to have. So the Meiri says it's not different because once we allow it to for a few Jews, the same halach would apply to everybody. It does. It's a little bit of a far-fetched answer.
Yes, it is a stretch.
Now, Tosh.
Does it have an innate value? I mean, what could she do with it?
She can't. What? She could sell it. Why not? First, it has an innate value anyway.
Wasn't it taken a different thing? If you're taking the kohen from it and you're being the kind of someone with it, you're taking the big day kohen, which is hektish.
And you're making a chulin, but aren't you doing the same? But aren't you doing the same thing when the avodah is over? When the avodah is over and you're still wearing it?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. So I would have thought, what's the difference? That's the answer. The answer is yeah. The avodah is over and I'm still wearing big day kahuna. Now you can't go to the Yankee game with a big day kahuna. Right. Not allowed to do that.
I said that.
But you can take them off for a few minutes. It takes a few minutes. So what do you see? I'm allowed to have hana from it. So what's the difference? This hana, that hana? The answer is a big difference. You can't do this. Toshma. Now, before we get to the Gemara asks the question, which frankly I don't really understand, because it says, Kisones kahuna shabalu, if kisones kahuna that got worn out, molen behen, that is over me'ila, divrei Rav Meir, my lav afilu lo balu, it says shabalu.
Yeah.
But I would think even if it didn't get worn out, no, lo, balu dafka, only if they got worn out. So what was the havamina? Like, what was the havamina in that question?
Balu
I don't know.
A little bit.
What?
Like, balu a little.
Why did it say balu? Right, that the only reason he said balu, that the kedusha didn't go away. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, Toshma, ready for this one? Malin b'chadatin, you're over meila in the old shkalim coins. The ain malin batikin, but you're not over meila in the old coins. Every year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would start the new fiscal year. Whatever the coins that were left over, whatever the shkalim that were left over, they didn't use them all. That extra shkalim lying around. So once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you can't use those coins.
Were they worth anything or not?
Yeah, they're coins. So what would they do with them? The Gemara is going to say in a minute, they would use it for repairs. Repairs. They can't use it for kabbonos anymore because that's the rule. Only from new, what would they do with extra money? $1,000 left over? They'll fix the walls, they'll fix this, use shalayim, different things they would use it for repairs. So, Molin b'charatin, you can be over me'ila if you touch a new coin. But v'ein molin batikin, but not if you touch the old coins. It's in the middle. What? To use it. So it's in the middle. After Pesach, and you bump into some old coins. It's ready after Nisan. What are they doing with this? They're going to use it for repairs. So you know what? I'll take that. I can use some extra cash, right? I can use some extra cash. I'll take that cash. Is somebody over me'ila? No. Now you have to pay it back, of course. But you're not over me'ila. Why not? Divrei Reb Yehuda. Remeir Omer. Remeir says, Mol and af batikin. No. Even the old coins also me'ila. Why? Shai Remeir Omer, Molin Bishiyari Halishka. Because you can be over me'ila in the leftover money. Vamai. Now one second. Listen to this question. What are they going to do with the leftover money? They're going to make repairs. Let's assume they're going to make a repair on the wall of the old city. They're going to repair the wall. Now, don't you and I get hana from that wall?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now, by them making repairs on the wall, isn't that the same thing as something you're allowed to have hana from? Yet, can I use it to be mekayish a woman, or am I over me'ila? But I'm allowed to have hana from the wall. So what is the difference between me having enough from the wall and me having enough from the money that's going to fix the wall? What's the difference?
Because the wall is
for everybody. Yeah, so, it's even worse. So vamai, one second. Nema, halva nitlahanes, since I'm allowed to have enough from the wall, lefishal natar lamachi ashares. Anyone can get shade from that wall. What, I'm not allowed to walk by the wall? I'm allowed to be a human being. Human beings walk under the wall, they get shade. I'm allowed to do that. Dehachomas ha'ir, Umigdaleha Mishiyari Halishka Asu, because the build the towers and the walls of the city are paid for by the extra money that's left over every year. Ditnan. Chomas Ha'ir Umigdaleha, the walls of the city and the towers, Vichal Shatarchi Ha'ir, and any tzarech of the city, Boin mi Shiyari Halishka, come from the leftover Shiyari Halishka. Right? So says Rashi, in the Rashi of the second, the third skinny, the third wide line. So why are you over me'ila? Remeir says you're over me'ila. Why? Name, let's say the following. Lo nosnu shigagos osan mos l'me'ila. Shogeg, it should not be me'ila. Me'achar she'omdin l'chom ha'se'ir. Because they use for the wall of the city. Shlomit natoro l'malachi ha'sharis. Right? Sh'ayizurizin me'lahanos me'nachoma le'shev b'tzila v'aleha. People enjoy the shade. They enjoy going out the ramparts. People enjoy it. They enjoy it. Ela akarchach, afal pi shahutra hanos hachoma, le'inyan shar hanos, even though that's true, and it's mutter for other hanos, miha b'kiddusha sayu kaimi, it's still kodesh. It's still kodesh. Just because the wall of the Yerushalayim, I don't know if it's kodesh or not, but certainly the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, right. Certainly kodesh, and you could sit in the shade there all day long, no problem. So just because you can get enjoyment from the shade doesn't mean the kedusha didn't go away.
Have the whole discussion now whether you're allowed to touch the kotel.
Yes, it's related. That's a huge chumrah that you can't touch the wall. Only briskers do that. No one else holds from that.
They don't know what they're touching.
What?
They
don't know what they're touching.
But here it seems they can get hana, no problem.
Correct. That's what it seems like. Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
They took a piece of bricks off the wall and gave it to her. They would probably over me'ila.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right. Because there's a big difference between a shade and an actual piece of brick.
Correct.
That's just a difference in hana.
Exactly.
But what's the difference in this hana and that hana?
Big difference.
Why?
One's a physical aspect and one's not.
I hear. Okay, I hear.
The one's the main one, one you have to
have. Right.
The primary purpose of the wall is defense, isn't it? So.
No, lav dafka. The Beis HaMikdash, that's not the primary reason. Right? It's just, I don't know about that. It could be a demarcation, it could be just kavod. This is the city of Yerushalayim, and this is where today, when Suleiman built the wall, it was for defense.
Right.
And if the when David HaMelech, if Chizki, that was for defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference in the exterior walls of Yerushalayim.
Right. And the walls of the Harabais. Right, right.
Harabais is making them beautify.
Right. Like they had guards. They had guards by the Harabais. They have guards for. The answer is just for beauty. Just for kavod. They have a good, what's it called? By Buckingham Palace is a guard. What's that guard? Doesn't even have a gun to guard. The answer is just kavod. Right, by the palace, you have a guard. The guard doesn't do anything. Just stands there. That, by the way, if there's a riot, that guard won't come. The police, well, he'll still stand there. Why? Right? Why? It's just kavod. It's a big Indian. I think the walls are the same thing. Maybe the walls of the city is a different story.
I think they are.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Yeah. Anyway, what do you see from here? It's impossible. So you're allowed to have anah from the walls. You can even argue it's impossible not to have anah. You can make such an argument. Everyone in the city gets anah from that wall, right?
It's like a grandma.
What?
This is the exact same case as the priest's...
clothing. Exact same case. Right? Then why are you over Mila? Why are you over Mila?
Yeah.
That's the question. All right, you want to tell me you can't be Makayish a woman with it? All right, I hear that. But why are you over Mila? Right? Right? So what do you see? That if something is mutter, because it has to be mutter, it doesn't mean, what is that? One second, what's the question here?
So we see the Mila is allowed.
What? Right, Rav Meir doesn't hold that since it has to be mutter, right, the rest of it's also mutter. He doesn't hold that from here. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not Rav Meir. Lo tem Rav Meir, el Rav Yehuda. Change the person. It's not Rav Meir. It's Rav Yehuda. Right? Rav Yehuda was in parentheses. I read it.
Yes.
Don't read it. It's not Rav Meir. It's Rav Yehuda. Toshma. And the same thing. Netanya. Amar Bishmal. Rav Yitzchak. Avne Yerushalayim. Avne Yerushalayim Shenashru. They got loose. Mol and Behem. Divir Rav Meir. How could Rav Meir say you get an Ela for that? That doesn't mean, that can't be Rav Meir. Rav says, you're right. Why can't it be Rav Meir? Because Rav Meir holds you're allowed to have enough from the stones. Lo tem Rav Meir, ela em Rav Yehuda. Don't say it's Rav Meir, say it's Rav Yehuda. E Rav Yehuda.
I'm the Yerushalayim, I'm the Yerushalayim.
Yeah, because it's paid for by the Lishka.
It's paid for by the Lishka.
That's why, right? So E Rav Yehuda, Yerushalayim mi Makadza? What, is that even true? Is Yerushalayim even holy like that? Your question. But we learned. If someone says it makes a neder, and he says that if someone makes a neder, and he says, this cookie should be usher to me, ki'imra, like a carbon. Kedirim, like the pen of the animals from the kabanos. Ke'etzim, like the wood from the mizbeach. Ke'ishim, like the fire. Ke'hechol, like the hechol. Ke'mizbeach, like the mizbeach. Ki'Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. What does that mean? That cookie should be also to be like Yerushalayim? That doesn't mean anything. That cookie should also to be like the Mizbeach. That's such a thing. What do you mean Yerushalayim? That cookie should be also to me like Woodmere. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Right? So how can there be who to hold that? Yerushalayim. But he didn't say Ki Yerushalayim in that statement. Rabbi Huda said, Kala Omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. What if he would have said Ki Yerushalayim? That cookie should be offered to me like Yerushalayim. Not the cookie should offer to me Yerushalayim. That makes no sense.
Right.
But the cookie should be offered to me like Yerushalayim. That's also not true. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, call Omer ki Yerushalayim. If you say like Yerushalayim, lo amar klum. Ad sheyida b'davar hakarov be Yerushalayim. It has to be something that's brought in Yerushalayim. Something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Just the city itself, the municipal city of Yerushalayim, that's not usher.
What it means generically, the kedusha of Yerushalayim?
Yeah, but what is that? What is that? What is that usher? Why is that usher? Yeah, why is that usher? What does that mean? Guy makes a neder. I'm not going to eat the cookie like Yerushalayim is holy. It doesn't mean anything. If someone says, I'm not going to eat the cookie just like I can't bring a carbon, or I can't partake of a carbon, I'm not a kohen.
Right.
That makes sense. What does this mean? So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi Ali B'Rav Yehuda. There are two Tanoim. What Rabbi Huda said, says Rashi on top, Ika Lamanda Amar Yerushalayim Mikadcha Kehektish. No, Yerushalayim is like Hektish. She'im Yital Me Avne Achoma Livnosam Bebesam Wall. I take a stone off the wall to use in my kitchen. I am over Me'ila. Vika Lamanda Amar Lo Mikadcha. It's a machlokes in Rabbi Huda.
So, security wall.
Fine. It's still Kodesh because he still used the money left over. So it's still Kodesh.
So there's inherent Hektish.
Yes, inherent Hektish. Correct. But you're allowed to get Hana, right?
Correct.
But there's no Me'ila. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. So, we've answered all the questions, right? Now, I think we're up to a new story now. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah that if someone is Makadesh with Hektish, Bishogeg, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work Bishogeg? Because it's a toes. Right? And amazed it did work. Now, Amar Ula Mishmei Debar Pada. Omer Hayu Reb Meir. Hektish, b'mezid, mischalel. If you use b'mezid, if you use hektish on purpose, it becomes chulin. B'shogeg, ein mischalel. Shogeg, it doesn't become chulin. It stays hektish. V'lo amru b'shogeg mischalel, and we only say that b'shogeg, it becomes chulin. Ela le'inyin achila bilvad. Only regarding eating it.
No, carbon.
Only, oh, ela'inyin carbon bilvad. Only regarding a carbon, right? But if I use the money for some other purpose, money, it's not, it doesn't become chulin, right? Therefore what? The money remains hektish, therefore you can't marry a woman with it, right? Fine. Amar, one minute. Now, v'chimei achar de'ein mischalel carbon b'mai mechayiv, then why do I have to bring a carbon for? Right? One second. I read something wrong. I'm sorry.
But it's still b'shogeg.
What?
It's still b'shogeg.
I'm sorry. Lo amru b'shogeg mischalel elo le'inyin carbon b'lvad. You only have to bring a carbon, right? But the money remains. Your money remains hektish. Fine. Tchimeachad de mischalel carbon my mechayev. Why have to bring a carbon for? If it doesn't go anywhere. If the money stayed kodesh, why'd have to bring a carbon? Ella kiyasa raven parish mishmei derf pada omar hayor meir. Hektish b'mezid mischalel b'shogeg ein mischalel b'mezid yeah b'shogeg no, that's the same. V'lo amru b'shogeg mischalel el le'inyan achila b'lvad. Then we changed it. Not that you have to bring a carbon. You don't have to bring a carbon. Why don't you have to bring a carbon? Because there's no chulin. The money doesn't go into chulin. If it doesn't go to chulin, why do you have to bring a carbon? What does happen, right? The only time you're going to be over Me'ila is if you use the money and use it all up. Doesn't, when it says here Achila, it doesn't mean actually chomping. It means you get rid of the money. Which means I took Me'ila money and I bought a television. Where's the money? But it's in Best Buy now. It's in Costco. I don't have it anymore. That's a different story. But if I take the money and hand it to a woman and I want to be Mekadosh her, that doesn't work. And it also doesn't go to Chulin. You tell the lady, give that money back. It belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So in other words, the only total use of the hekdesh will cause it to be mechalal.
It won't cause it to be mechalal, it'll cause you to bring a carbon. Yes, it'll cause it to be mechalal. No, it'll cause you to bring a carbon. You'll be over a carbon if you use up the money. Right? The first version we said was, anytime you have to bring a carbon. Right. Anytime? That's not true. Then we changed it. Now, only if you use up all the money. What if the money's still lying around, sitting in my house? I put it in my safe, and I'm waiting for a rainy day. So give the money back. You don't bring a carbon meal for that. Good? Amar of Nachman, Amar of Ada bar Ava, halacha k'rab Meir b'maiser. The halacha is like Rab Meir b'maiser sheni. That what? That it belongs to Hashem. That's what we said yesterday, the day before. It belongs to Hashem. And bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, it doesn't work. Why? It's not your money. Right? Ha'ol v'sasam lantana kavasei. Because we have a stam Mishnah that supports Rab Meir. We have a stam Mishnah that says that. And by the way, v'halacha k'rab Yehuda b'hektish, and the halachas are k'rab Yehuda b'hektish. That what? That b'shogeg, she's married. Right? Right? Why is she married b'shogeg? Because b'shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the money turns into chulin, and if it turns into chulin, you can marry a woman with it. Right? B'mezid, she's not married. Why not? Because money doesn't turn into chulin, b'mezid. On purpose, I knew it's hektish, and I'm using it anyway. It doesn't turn into chulin. Right? Right? Good. How will v'sasam lantana kavasei? Because I have a stam mishnah that says like that. So if a stam mishnah, presumably, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the mishnayis, if he left it stam, apparently the halacha is like that, even though stam mishnah is Rebbeir, not sure what you do with that. But so it's apparently, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when a mishnah is ever anonymous, apparently that's the prevailing shita. Because why should Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi have to say? And by the way, you know who agrees with this Mishnah? Divrei, Reb, this one, and this list 100 people. Everyone holds like that. So whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, presumably that's what we hold. Right? Most of the time that's true. Yeah, most of the time that's true. Yeah, why should he say otherwise? This is a Stam Mishnah, prevailing Shita. This is how we hold. Right? Now, what do you do if two Stams argue? We're going to get to that in a minute. What do you do? Right? We're going to get to all that.
Then it's not so Stam.
It's not so, no, it's Stam. It's Stam, but they argue. But that's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's general idea. If it's a Stam Mishnah, we hold like that. So I have one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That's how we paskin. What are they?
If you marry a woman with a hektish b'shogeg, it's okay, but not with b'shishim.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You think the other way around, kind of, wouldn't you?
Right, so, but there's different reasons. Because my sheni, it's not yours, shogeg, but by hektish, it's also not yours. But there's a din by hektish that when you use it, it becomes chulin. What's the reason for that? We'll get to that when we learn Mesechta's Me'ila. Right? Me'ila is very difficult. Very difficult. It's very hard. Very hard. No, like, no one learns this. It's so hard. So hard. It takes so long to prepare. It's so hard. Anyway, Kirmeir Meiser Maihi. What's the story about Meiser according to Kirmeir that the halacha is like him? Ditnan. Kerem Ravai. What's Kerem Ravai? Kerem Ravai is the fourth year of grapes. Fourth year of grapes. Beishamai Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, the Ein Lo Beer. There's no din of, let's say you use it, you use the peros for your own good. So normally you have to pay a fifth. You don't have to pay a fifth, right? Or not, you want to take them to Yerushalayim. So it's a status like Meiser Sheni. You want to take them to Yerushalayim, you could do that. You don't have to pay a fifth. Meiser Sheni, you do, not this. Also, the Ein Lo Beer, at the end, before Pesach, in the third and sixth year after the Mavir, you don't have to do that to this stuff. You don't have to do that. You don't have to add a fifth, and there's no beer. Ubeis Hill Omer, no Yeshlo. There is a Chomesh, and there is a beer. Right? Okay. Beishamai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret. There is such a din of Peret and the Yeshlo Olulos on Kerem Ravai. I have Kerem Ravai holding in the field. Peret and Olulos are like, I'm not, there's a
single
pick.
Single grapes, they fall down.
Single grapes that fall down, it's like Leket of grapes. What peret and
Olulos? Not bundles.
Not bundles, individual grapes. Where are they? They're on the bottom here, on the sides. You look at a cluster of grapes. And you need a picture book. You have a picture in art school?
No.
Whatever. It's a leket of grapes. The point is that according to Beis Shammai, the Kerem Ravai is nothing special about it. Therefore, you don't have to pay a fifth. It has no kedusha. There's no biur. Has no kedusha. There's no leket. There is leket. Why is there leket? Because it belongs to you. It's regular crops.
I think it belongs to the poor.
It belongs to the poor. Why does it belong to the poor? Because it belongs to you.
Right.
And the din is, you have to give it over to the poor. The point is, it's no kedusha here. If it was kedusha, like you don't have to give leket if you're taking it to your Beis HaMikdash. Right? According to Beis Shammai, why don't you have to pay a fifth? Because if I take my stuff to you, I don't have to pay a fifth. Right. Only my Sushani. Only holy things. Quasi-holy. This is zero holy. So there's no Meiser, there's no fifth, there's no beer. There's only beer on holy things. I have to give off to the poor. It's totally mine in every aspect. Right? Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Kulo Legat. Right? There's no parrot. There's no olos. Yes, biur. Yes, of paying a fifth. Kulo Legat. Why? What does it mean, Kulo Legat? Every inch of it, every grape, has to go to the vat to make it into wine, to take to Yerushalayim, to pay the fifth. And there is biur. Why? Because it's not yours. Who does it belong to? Hashem. Fair? Good? Okay? Now, my time at the Beis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel hold that? The answer is, my time at the Beis Hillel, Kulo Legat, right? Rashi, look at Rashi, Kulo Legat, Kasavri.
Which year are you talking about, the fourth year?
The fourth year, grapes.
Grapes. Fourth year grapes.
Right? Fourth year apples.
Fourth year grapes is like my
session? So it's a machlok, it's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, yeah, like that. Beis Shammai says, no, it's like fourth year apples.
Right.
What's fourth year apples? Nothing. It's apples.
Well, we take it to Yerushalayim.
What?
40 years.
So maybe Beis Shammai doesn't even hold from Netzer Ravai. I don't know. I won't say that far. But whatever it is, it's like apples. Right? But maybe you have to take it to Yerushalayim. That I don't know. Anyway, Rashi says, Kulagat, Kasavri, Kulo Mamon Gavohu, Kemaiser Sheni. It's just like Meiser Sheni. V'yolif b'day k'dim afarish v'azel. He learns it out from Meiser Sheni. V'lo karina be karmecha. It's not yours. It's not yours. My time at the Beis Hillel. Gomri kodesh kodesh be Meiser. It's a hecht zereshav for Meiser Sheni. Ma Meiser Sheni. Meiser means Sheni. Yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo bir. Af kerem revai. Yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo bir. Ube shamai lo gomri kodesh kodesh be Meiser. He does not learn that zereshav. Now, ube Hillel omrim mi Meiser. Kiman svir lehu. Who said that? Who does he hold like? Or who holds like him? Right? Who? E Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, am I cool the gas? Then why does the whole thing have to become Kodesh? Homer, he said, Meiser Mamon Hedidu. Belongs to you. Ella Lav Kirab Meir. It must be like with Meir. So what do you see? And then Rashi points out, Ube Hillel Kistam Mishnah, Chashiv Lehu Kalacha Kamosan. Beis Hillel, it's not a Stam Mishnah. It's Beis Hillel. Yeah. But he's like a Stam Mishnah, because we hold like Beis Hillel. Yeah. So therefore, Remeir says like a Stam Mishnah. You hear? What? Now, where was this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Meiser Sheni. Okay? Right? Good. Keep that in mind. Good? It's a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda beHektish Maihi. What's the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Hektish, where am I? Rabbi Yehuda beHektish Maihi. Ditnan. So we have a Mishnah like this. Where's this Mishnah? This Mishnah is in a Masechta called Me'ilah. Now, again, the Gizbar of the Beis Hamikdash sends money with a servant, with a shliach. Now, the halacha by Me'ilah is that the shliach is mo'al. Right? It's an exception to Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, right? Now, the shliach had no idea that it was hektish. He doesn't know. The Gizbar says, listen, take $100 and bring it to my brother-in-law, right? He doesn't know it's hektish money. And the Gizbar knew. Now, so shliach, biyad pikeach, if the Gizbar sends it with a regular person, as opposed to someone like a Kherosh of a Kotin who have no das, you don't send money with people without das. Not talking about that. Regular guy. Right? Vinizgar, and then he's, oh my goodness, I gave him the wrong money. The Gizbar reminds himself, I gave him the wrong money, after the guy's already on the train. Right? Ad shlo higia etel chenvini, as long as the shliach doesn't reach the store, right? Then hachenvini moal, lekishahotzi. The chenvini is over me'ila when he receives the money. Why? Because it's a shogig.
Or he spends the money, whatever.
Why? Because it's a shogig. What about everyone else? They were mazidim. The Gizbar was amazed. He remembered. He's amazed. Right? The Gizbar's amazed.
Yeah, the
shliach is nothing because he doesn't touch it.
Right.
He just hands it to the chenveni. The chenveni's shogig. He has no idea. Right. It's a shogig. What's the halacha? He's the one that's over me'ila. Why? Because there's no me'ila on mazid. Only on shogig. Right? Who says that? Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. Right? Rashi says, Chenveni mal shahotzi, Deshkaga gabe isya. The shogig happened in his hands. Avalhani mezidininu. The rest of them were mezids. V'lo chayv imila. They're not chayv imila. Alma, shogig shemeschalel, mezid ain't meschalel. Where does the money go into chulin? B'shogig, not b'mezid. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda said that. So what do you have? A Stam Mishnah, the Gizbar of Yehuda. Excellent.
What happens?
You're not over Me'ila, you're over Navira. But it's not Me'ila. The money's still hektish. That's the difference. The money's still... What?
No, this also proves that it becomes
unhektish. Exactly.
It becomes unhektish.
Exactly. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda said that. The mayor said it stays hektish. If I take money b'mezid and I hand it to you, it's still hektish money b'mezid. Why is that? Again, we have to learn Me'ila. What? You're not allowed to touch hektish money. No.
So what if they get in the bear?
Yeah. The question is, does it become chulin? Not if it makes it.
Right.
B'shogeg, yes. Why? Again, why is that? We have to learn Me'ila for that. Very complicated. Now.
Counterintuitive.
What?
It's counterintuitive.
It is counterintuitive. Now, so we had a Stam Mishnah by Rebbeir by Meiser, and a Stam Mishnah by Rabbi Yehuda by hektish. Everything's good. Says the guy, what are you talking about? Umi Yehuda b'maisa milo tanan. Don't we have a Stam Mishnah that accuses of Yehuda? Vatnan. But we learned in a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? Also, Maaser Sheni. Hapo desa Maaser Sheni shalo. If somebody redeems his own Maaser Sheni, Mosif Olav Chamishiso. He has to, what? He has to add a fifth. Bein Mishalo, whether it's his own Maaser Sheni, Bein Shenitin lo b'matana. Or if someone gave him Maaser Sheni as a matana, he gave him crops as a matana, right? He gave him Maaser Sheni as a, I don't want this Maaser Sheni, you have it. Ooh, excellent, thank you so much. Now what do I have? I have a huge pile of Maaser Sheni. It's too much to schlep. I'm going to redeem, I have to pay a fifth now. As opposed to if I'm poding your Maaser Sheni, I don't have to pay a fifth. Okay? That's a way to get out of paying the fifth. Someone else do it for you. Right?
Each one to you do mine and I do yours.
Correct. Now, Mani, who is the author of this statement? Why? How could you give Maaser Sheni as a present according to a mayor?
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to you.
Right.
How could you give it away as a gift? It belongs to Hashem. Mani, Elam or Meir he, me matzi yalev matana? Can you give that as a matana? Vamer Maaser Mamon Gavo, it doesn't belong to you. Right. It's Hashem's. Ela lav or Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda, in Maaser Sheni world. So Gemara says, no. La'olam Rav Meir. Really, it's Rav Meir. V'hacha b'mayaskinan. You know what's going on here? Kegon d'yahiv nehale b'tivla. No, I didn't give you Maaser Sheni. I gave you Tevel.
It was mixed.
It was everything. I had 100 pounds. Has 100 pounds of wheat. Go have a good life. I'm giving you a present, 100 pounds of wheat. I don't need it. 100 pounds. You got to take off truma. That's a different story. Right? Now, the kasavar mama matanos shelo hormu is kimi shelo hormu damian money wheat anything produce where nothing was taken off, it's as if nothing was taken off. Rashi says the last Rashi before the lines get wide kasavar digalamanda amar ba'alma kimi shelo hormu damian, because there is a sheet that holds it as if it's taken off already, which means you can never give a gift. What? If you hold Maaser Sheni is gavoa, you can never give a gift.
Correct.
Even though there's only tevel.
Think
about it. I can give you untrumid, but trumid I can't give you. That doesn't. Why is that? Right? Rashi says v'ihu svirule calls man shalohurim, as long as you don't take it off. Lav momen gavohu. It doesn't belong to Hashem. The ain shame meister olav leklum. It's not called anything, but it's in there.
Yeah.
So that 100 pounds of tevel I can give you, but 100 pounds of Maaser Sheni I'm not allowed to give you.
What?
Exactly. So what's the status now? There is no status.
There is no status. Yeah.
That I can give you. You're going to have to take off all the trumas and maasers. And then you can't give a gift after that. A different story. It's a little bit difficult to understand, no?
Yeah.
I can give you a gift of tevel, but not of Maaser Sheni.
Well, now
even though it's the exact same thing.
That's
how
I decided to make the whole thing hectic.
Right. I hear. Listen, that's what the Mishnah says. Anyway, even Rebbe would agree to that, right? So that's not a Mishnah that goes against Rav Meir. That is Rav Meir. How can you give a gift to Maaser Sheni? It wasn't Maaser Sheni, it was Tevel. Tashma, one more thing. Hapo denete revai shalo, most of love chamishizo. If you're po denete revai of your own, you have to go for fifth. Bein mi shalo, bein shenitin lo b'matana. Mani. Ilei b'Rav Meir, mi matzi yoiv lei. How could you give it as a matana? V'agamri kadosh kadosh b'maaser. It's a gzeir shavi, you're not allowed to do that. Now, where is this Mishnah that says hapode that's a revai shalom? It's also Maaser Sheni. El alav Rabbi Yehuda. So isn't Rabbi Yehuda? No. La'olam Rabbi Meir. V'achamay eskinan kigon diyav kishu smadar. You gave it when it was just budding. It just started to bud. Right after it starts to bud. That's not considered a pre. And it doesn't have din of arla or revai. And therefore it's not mamon gavoa yet. Udalok Rabbi Yosi, Damar smadar asa mishum shu pri. Now look at Rabbi Yosi, who said no, it is a pri. Tashma, another raya. Where's this question from? Also Maaser Sheni. Masha chaymenu Maaser besela. I sell Maaser to you for $1. Follow hispik lifdoso. Now you give me the money, but you don't pick up the Maaser Sheni yet. Ad sha'amad b'shtayim. Now it goes up to $2. No sin sela, umishtaker sela. So what happened? The buyer just gained $1. Because it went up $2, but the sale's already over. So you can't say, well, give me another dollar. No, we already made a sale. This deal's already over. Umaiser Sheni Shalom. Now, Mani, who said this? Elamber Mayor, am I Mishtaka Vesela? How could you say that the buyer got a seller for free? Vinasana Kesef Vikamlo Omarachmana. Right? What does that mean? Vinasana Kesef Vikamlo Omarachmana. Says Rashi in the fourth bottom line. Ein hektish nikne b'mashicha. Hektish is not nikne b'mashicha. In other words, what happened? You took the miser sheni. You didn't pay the dollar yet, but you already were kone it. Because you kone it by mashicha.
So you paid the first dollar.
You didn't pay the, you don't have to pay the, in Jewish religion, transfers are done with kinyanim, not with money. So I took the money, I took the produce, I didn't pay yet. All of a sudden, they're watching the ticker, and the price of wheat just went up. So pay me more. Know what I mean? I already own it. I have to give you a dollar. Says Rashi, ain't hektish nikta be mashicha. That doesn't work by mashicha, by hektish. The cost of v'yosef chamishita, kesef erkov akumlo. Ain't shtar v'chazaka kodin karka osav, v'lo mashicha es metaltalin. Rather, right? If Meir holds that Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa, the only way you acquire that is with cash. Since you didn't give the cash yet, you should have to be the other dollar. Because the deal wasn't done. The deal's still open, and now the price went up. I'm entitled to another dollar. It's fair market value. Right? El Alav, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And what do you see? What do you see?
That there's something like Rabbi
Yehuda. That there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. It is Rabbi Yehuda. V'hacha chad stama. V'hacha tarti stama. Rabbi Yehuda has one that agrees with him. But Rabbi Meir has two that agree with him. What are the two? The Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, and the exact same Mishnah appears in Idias. Right?
What's so bad of the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda?
What?
What's so bad of the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda?
So we said that there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir.
Right.
But it's not true. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda also.
Right.
The answer is we have two Stam Mishnahs like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara asks, V'Stam Adafka. But 1 second. If it's a Stam Mishnah, Mali Stam or Mali Trey Stam? What's the difference if it's one or two? What's the difference? Yeah. The Gemara answers, Mati said something that Idias doesn't count. Just the opposite. Amr of Chis, Amr of Nacham Yitzchak, Halacha Kerem Meir, Hol, Tan Bebechir Tekav, in the best Masechta, we hold like Rav Meir. That's what he meant. That's what you meant. You meant it's the best Masechta. Right, Rashi says in the bottom, Masechta's Idias, Kar Bechirta. It's the choicest Masechta. Why? Shekol Devrim He'idu Mepnei HaGedolim, Falacha Kamosan. We paskin like that.
I meant the opposite way around, because there are Mishnayos and Idias that are quoted elsewhere in other Mishnayos.
Like this one. So therefore, it's considered the best one. That's how we hold like Rav Meir. Okay, so even though there could be a stam like a Yehuda, it doesn't matter. We hold like a mayor. All right? We'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.